Moses Ayuen, one of the 62 former contractors, says he and his colleagues worked for about 5 years for Animus until this year, when new contractor Pancroft handed them unfair contracts. Ayuen says in July, when the contractors complained about a lack of sick leave, terminal benefits, and the other rights as provided by the South Sudan labor laws, Pancroft laid them off. Ayuen says the former employees will continue blocking Animus gates in Bor until Pancroft's administration addresses their concerns.
We have already locked it because we need to see if the contract that they say for 62 is available or not. There's no movement in and out. And if they are not doing it today, then it will be continuously. We will brought our mattresses and we will be sleeping here.
The 62 former employees want Pancroft to either reinstate them or pay benefits. Protester Malwena Makol says when he and his colleagues took their case to Jonglei State Labor Authorities last month, Pancroft promised to reinstate them, but that has yet to happen. Makol says he will not leave the gates until Animus and its contractor fulfill their demands.
We are not doing something bad, but what we want is our rights. If the mission is here for peace and development, it should take its position. And it should tell the company that is mistreating the citizens of this country to do what is right.
Jonglei State Labor Director Mariala Chol says Pancroft and its employees agreed in his office last month to address their dispute amicably. He says he has not spoken to either party since that time. When contacted for comment about the strike, Pierre Klomp, Pancroft's operations manager, declined to comment.
Please speak to unionists in this regard, please, okay?
In an email response, Isidore Bouchue, the acting head of Animus field office in Bor, says there has been no movement in or out of the compound since yesterday. Bouchue says the strike has interrupted flights and normal Animus operations in the area. Bouchue says Animus has asked local authorities to resolve the dispute. Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Joseph Mayena Kon says he is aware of the strike in Bor, but says he will only send his forces to the area if there is a threat.
We are ready here. We can intervene if there is a problem. But I see there is no threat up to now.
Pancroft was contracted by Animus to perform camp management services that include cleaning, gardening, laundry, and waste management work. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.